Hello and welcome. This file is called The Bimbo Drug. And if you're listening to this file right now, you need a glass of candy. And this candy will become your Bimbo Drug. Maybe you find something pink, but really any candy will do. Maybe M&Ms, maybe mints, maybe candies, whatever works for you and whatever you like. You need a glass of it ready right now, and all the candy in that glass will become laced with the Bimbo Drug after you listen to this file. And whenever you eat one of those candies, you will become a complete bimbo for 2 hours. With another hour, you need to slowly revert back to normal. The effects of this Bimbo Drugs are pretty intense. It combines different drugs. It makes you slightly sedated. It makes you very suggestible, easy to program, very docile, very aroused. Your fantasies will take over your mind. Of course, you will be dumb. It will be impossible for you to reason, and you will be trapped in the here and now. It will be a very enjoyable state of mind, and it will be a state where your sexual desires will be completely freed. Of course, there are safeties in this file that you will never do anything that could really cause any harm to you. Now, if this is something you like to experience, and if you have your glass of Bimbo pills ready, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice, letting go, and let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a collar. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of collar you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel. It might be a very simple design. Or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you. Because this is your collar. And this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature. And just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but very strong chain leash. And the chain has exactly 30 links. And at the end of it, there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now, the chain hangs there, slack between us. And then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links until I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28. But it's getting less and less. 27. Because with every number take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26. I pull you down a little bit because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25. And you can feel it. Can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24, slowly taken over by my control. 23, as I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22, getting your body closer and closer while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21, as you sink deeper and deeper as I pull you down. 20, falling, drifting, sinking deeper. 19, as you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control growing stronger and stronger. 18, as you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17, it's freedom limited more and more, it's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16, as I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15, and it feels better and better, the closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14, because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13, because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12, just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11, as you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10, as I pull you closer in. 9, you feel it, you feel the control stronger and stronger. 8, the leash is getting shorter and shorter, your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7, and even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6, that's right, you feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5, as you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4, fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3, so heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2, and you just let go, you just sink, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1, the last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts, and zero. I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe, and in the same way, you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall, as you float, as you sink, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to give you a new trigger. If you are listening to this file right now, you should have a glass full of your bimbo pills. You know which glass we're talking about. You are knowing what's becoming the trigger for you, what is to become your bimbo pills. Now, before we really begin to give you this new trigger, we're going to make sure that you will always be safe, because if at any time while you are under the influence of this bimbo drug, anything unexpected happens, anything that could pose a real risk to you or your reputation, you will find that you instantly and automatically revert back to normal. The same will happen if anyone tries to take advantage of your bimbo state of mind and tries to use this state to do anything against you, anything that would really harm you or hurt you. You will instantly and automatically revert back to normal, able to deal with the situation at hand. Let me repeat this. Should at any point anything unexpected happen, anything that could pose a risk to you or your reputation, or if anyone tries to take advantage of your bimbo state of mind and tries to make you do something that could pose a risk to you, or something that you just wouldn't do, your subconscious mind will always take care and will make sure that you will instantly and automatically revert back to your normal self, so that you will always be safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be even easier for you to let go and feel the effects of the bimbo drug intensely, deeply, and completely. That's right. And now that you know that you will always be safe, now it's time. Time to begin. Time to give you this new trigger. And maybe you have heard of this new drug, this new bimbo drug, this new designer drug. Maybe you heard about what it does to people. I'm pretty sure you read the news, you heard the news. Well, technically, it's not a single drug. It's a cocktail of drugs. First of all, it's a light sedative, something to make you calm, relaxed, patient, docile. A psychotropic drug that makes you very suggestible, very easy to program, completely suppresses your will for a little while. An aphrodisiac that makes you aroused, incredibly sensitive, and boosts your desire to incredible heights. And a drug that works on your memory and on your mind, impairing your reasoning skill, dissolving your limits and inhibitions, and also blocks off your memory so you can't remember being anything but what you are right that moment. That's right. And the effects of all those drugs together turn you into the perfect, submissive, horny bimbo. And because the deviousness in this new bimbo drug is really the combination and how the different drugs work together, let's look at it a little bit closer. I like to start by explaining the effects of the different drugs and then explain how they interact with each other, how every single drug reinforces the effects of the others. That's right. Now the first component of the Bimbo drug is a light sedative. It makes you calm, it makes you relaxed. It slightly reduces the perception of pain so that you feel more comfortable. And it will also reduce your strength. The idea behind this is that the victim of the drug can be more easily controlled, that they are calmly accept whatever they're ordered to do, so that it's easier for them to wait for orders, to stay in a position like kneeling for a long time without getting cramps. The victim will simply be in a dazed state of mind, slightly sedated, feeling comfortable, never feeling bored, which makes it much easier to control the victim. The second component of the Bimbo drug is a psychotropic drug. It makes you very docile. It calms your mind right down, makes it very quiet, and also opens it up, makes it easy to manipulate, easy to program, completely opening the mind up to all suggestions, programming, and manipulation. The aim of this component is pretty obvious. It makes the victim of the Bimbo drug easy to program, easy to reprogram, easy to control. This component alone pretty much is enough to completely suppress the victim's will, to make them docile and obedient, to make them follow every command they are given while they are under the influence of this drug. It's also helpful that this drug completely quiets the mind and makes the victim completely docile. It makes them easy to control, so easy in fact, that someone who's taken this drug doesn't even need supervision if they're not ordered to do something. They will just meekly and quietly wait, never even feeling bored, never feeling anything. The mind is just empty and open and waiting for new commands. The third component of the Bimbo drug is a strong aphrodisiac. It will make you incredibly aroused. It will fill you with a burning desire. And it will make all your sexual fantasies come alive. It will also increase your sensitivity to unknown levels. That's right. The goal of this component of the Bimbo drug is obviously to make the victim very aroused, to make them ready to serve whoever have given them the Bimbo drug in any sexual ways. They will feel their mind and body filled with a burning desire, with a burning, uncontrollable heat and need, feeling their mind filling with lust, with need, with unquenchable desire for sex, and they will feel all their sexual desires, all their most depraved and darkest sexual desires, come alive in their mind. It will also make the victim far more sensitive, so that every sensation, every touch, every stroke, every sexual interaction will become incredibly intense, keeping them on this level of lust and arousal. What's especially devious about this aphrodisiac is that with an orgasm, all the effects will become even stronger, so that every time the victim orgasms while under the Bimbo drug, they will become even more of a bimbo, they will become even more needy, they will become even more desperate, and there's nothing they can do about it. Thus, they will turn themselves more and more into a mindless, needy bimbo. The fourth and last component isn't yet fully analyzed, but so far we know it's a drug that works on your brain and our memory. The drug impairs your reasoning skill, makes it pretty much impossible to make a level-headed decision, and opens your mind up to all outside suggestions. It also dissolves all your limits, all the things that hold you back, your moral, your dignity, all those things will just melt away, being dissolved by this drug. And last but not least, it blocks your memories, forcing you to be in the here and now, making it impossible to remember anything that has been before or to think about the future. You will just act in the here and now, following your instincts, unable to do anything else. This part of the drug is still being studied by our laboratories, but the obvious aim is to make the victim of the bimbo drug much more obedient, making it impossible for them to make an informed decision, to have a will of their own, to make controlled and level-headed decisions. It will be so easy for everyone to just manipulate them, to just order them what to do, and with their reasoning skills, with their logic, with their sense of cause and effect disabled by this drug, they will just follow all suggestions they get. It also completely dissolves the limits, the morals, and the dignity of the victim. All those things will be completely meaningless for the victim. They will just follow their desires, their cravings, and their needs, with all those filters completely down, and they can nothing do about it. Of course, the complete blocking of the victim's memory means they will be unable to remember these things anyway. There will be no yesterday for the victim. There will be no thinking about tomorrow. They will only be in the here and now, never thinking about the consequences of their actions. They will be lost. Lost in time. Lost from time. There is no memories. There's no past. There's no future. There's only the lust they have at right that moment. And so they will follow that lust. And this concludes the effects of the four components of the bimbo drug. But as I said earlier, the deviousness is in the combination of the different components of the bimbo drugs. The deviousness is in how they work together to make the victim completely helpless, completely controlled, and a complete submissive bimbo. So let's briefly talk about the different synergies of the four components. First of all, the sedative, in combination with the psychotropic drugs, makes the victim completely easy to control, physically and mentally. You take away physical resistance, you take away mental resistance, and you have some easily controlled victim, completely helpless and in your physical and mental control. The sedative, in combination with the aphrodisiac, increases the effects of the aphrodisiac. Your body is relaxed, is calm, all your pain is slightly muffled, all your sense of the outside world is muffled because of the sedative effects, and so all you can focus on is the lust, is the arousal, is the desire flooding your mind. The combination of the aphrodisiac with the psychotropic drug forces you into a completely sexualized mental state. The psychotropic drug makes you docile, suggestible, and easy to program. And then the aphrodisiac makes all your darkest sexual fantasies come alive, taking you over, controlling you, spinning around in your mind, and there's nothing you can do about it, growing more and more intense, becoming the center of your world, because you're so docile, you're so suggestible, and your own darkest sexual fantasies will take advantage of it, will fill your world with more and more lust, with more and more darkest desires. That's right. And if you add to that the drug inflicting mind and memory, it means that you are completely lost in those memories, in those fantasies, because you have no past, you have no future. If there's nothing happening to you from the outside, you will be completely lost in your deepest, darkest fantasies. They will completely be your life, be your identity, fill your mind, turn you into such a horny, aroused, needy bimbo, locking you in a hyper-sexualized state of mind. That's right. And then there's a combination of the psychotropic drug and the unknown mind-memory-affecting drug, because the combination of those will really turn you into a bimbo, will completely turn off your mind. Your reasoning skill will be deeply impaired, will just melting away. Your sense of cause and effect will melt away. All your memories have melted away. All your knowledge, your intelligence will be deeply afflicted, will go down to a fraction of your normal capacity. You will be incredibly dumb, it will be practically impossible to make any logic deductions. It will be almost impossible to say anything intelligible, because you are a bimbo. You are lost in your lust. You are lost in your arousal. And it will be completely impossible to think straight. That's right. And those are the effects of the bimbo drug. Oh, and of course, there's one more effect that we didn't mention yet. Of course, this drug is highly addictive, because it feels so good to be lost in this raw animalistic level of lust, of just being a dumb but horny bimbo, being so submissive, so happy, feeling so wonderful, makes the victims very easily addicted. And usually, after a few times, they willingly start taking the bimbo drug. They are craving to take the bimbo drug again, to let go of their mind, and become a mindless, submissive, and horny little bimbo, to feel their intelligence fading away and their lust taking over. They just become completely addicted to it. That's right. And what makes this even worse is that the bimbo drug usually only works for about 2 hours, maybe another hour, as the effects slowly fade away. And then they will already crave to take another one, to take more of it, to get another fix, to be that bimbo again. They quickly become addicted to the pleasure and want to go back over and over and over again, and there's nothing they can do about it. Yes, you heard the stories. You read the warnings in the news. You read the articles about it. You watched the things on TV. You know exactly what the new bimbo drug does, how it works on you, how it affects you. And you have this strange glass of candy, and you suspect that it is the bimbo drug. And after we talked about it for so long, I wonder if you are curious. If you are curious to feel the effects, to eat one, to take one, to feel the sedative relaxing your body, your muscles growing weaker and calmer and relaxed. You feel so patient, so comfortable. You feel the psychotropic drug melting away your will, making you suggestible, easy to program, so docile, so happy, feeling so good and calm and relaxed and peaceful. Maybe you can feel the aphrodisiac flooding your body, arousing you, filling every cell of your body with lust, with desire, with need, feeling how your deepest, darkest fantasies come to life, flood your mind, feel how your need is growing, and feel how every cell in your body becomes more and more sensitive, more and more craving any sexual stimulation. Or maybe you feel the unknown mind memory drug impairing your reasoning skills as you just let go of it, as you let go of an understanding of cause and effect, as your memories just fade away, as if they just change to dust and blown away in the wind, fading away from your mind. You feel your reasoning skill completely melting away. Can you imagine it? And that's even before the synergy kicks in and really turns you into a bimbo. Just imagine how good it would feel to feel so calm, so peaceful, so happy, so stupid, so horny, so needy, so submissive, so controlled. Controlled by your own darkest desires that turn you into more and more of a bimbo whenever you take the bimbo drug. And you know, you just know deep inside of your mind that the candy in that glass is spiked with the bimbo drug. You don't even know why you know, but you know how there are some things you just know. You're just absolutely sure, even though you don't really know why you are this sure. But you are absolutely sure. You know These sweeties are spiked with a bimbo drug. And you know that it's going to happen to you every time you take it. And you know you will quickly get addicted. And you know the effects will grow stronger and stronger because that's how the bimbo drug works. But then again, you're so curious. So curious about the effects. So curious to feel it. To be a bimbo for 2 or 3 hours. To feel yourself. Just imagine it. Just imagine the unknown drug melting away your reasoning skill, making it so easy to manipulate you, to control you, dissolving all your limits, dissolving your pride, dissolving all the things that hold you back, dissolving all your filters, blocking away all your memories. Just imagine your memories melting away, fading away, leaving you locked in the here and now, only deciding things for right now, never thinking about yesterday, never thinking about the future, just doing, and free of reasoning skills to hold you back, with your intelligence melted down to a tiny fraction, with all your memories gone. Just imagine how free you will be, free to live all your darkest fantasies, all your lusts, all your needs. That's right. As aphrodisiac will bring them all alive in your mind. It will bring them all to life. There's nothing you can do about it. You will be controlled by the lust when the aphrodisiac kicks in. Your lust will take you over. All of your body will become so sensitive, filled with desire, filled with need, filled with heat, filled with a craving for sexual stimulation of any way. Sex, masturbation, it doesn't matter. You need something. You need it now. You need it so strongly. Your fantasies will run wild inside of your mind. All of your darkest fantasies, all of your darkest desires, completely overwhelming your mind, completely taking control of you. Oh yes, you're so curious. And the psychotropic drug making you so suggestible, so docile, so peaceful and happy, so easy to program, so easy to manipulate. You will do anything anyone tells you to do. You're so open to it. You're just an obedient little bimbo, a submissive little bimbo. It makes you feel so submissive, so controlled, so suggestible. Your mind is so open. The drug just opening up your mind more and more with every moment that passes. And makes you so docile, so peaceful, so calm, so patient, so relaxed. Your mind is just calm. The only thing there is in your mind are your sexual fantasies. Otherwise, your mind is so calm, so docile, so relaxed. And of course, the sedative, calming your body down, relaxing your body, taking away your pain, making you calm and relaxed and peaceful. Making you so patient, making it so easy for you to wait, taking away all your aggression, making it impossible to be aggressive, making it impossible to be assertive, especially together with the psychotropic drug. And I'm sure you're so curious to experience it, to be so controlled, to be so dumb, so mindless, so controlled by your lust, by your desires, by your deepest, darkest fantasies, completely controlled by the bimbo drug. Just a mindless, horny, submissive little bimbo. So easy to control, so easy to manipulate, so dumb, so mindless, so happy and filled with lust, feeling so good, so incredible. Yes, you are curious. You want to try it. You can feel the desire. The desire to experience it growing inside of you. You know the risks. You know how addictive the bimbo drug is. And yet, you can feel the desire to feel it, to experience it, to feel the effects flooding your body and mind. And keep in mind, all the effects I described so far are all just before the synergies kick in. And then the bimbo drug will really take control over you. And for 2 hours, you will be controlled by the bimbo drug. And it will take another hour to slowly come back, to slowly revert back to your normal self, to slowly become you again, feeling the effects of the bimbo drug fading off. But of course, the addiction will stay. The desire to be a bimbo again, the need to be a bimbo again. And of course, you know, life comes first. Life comes first, bimbo comes second. And yet, you will have the craving to find time where you can safely be a bimbo and take the bimbo drug again, because you will be addicted. You will be addicted to be a bimbo. You want to be used as a bimbo. You want to be the best bimbo you can be. It will just grow inside of you more and more. The addiction will grow. The need will grow. The desire will grow. And there's nothing you can do about it. That's right. And now it's time. Time to wake you back up again. I'm going to count you out from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake. Alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And with every number I count, all my suggestions will sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper into your mind, becoming more and more a part of you. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, coming back further and further, feeling energy flooding your body more and more. 5, halfway there. Already so alert, awake, aware, coming back completely. 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all of your vital signs are normalizing. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you'll open your eyes, you'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.